On the way home, while pondering over everything I had seen and heard in that famous Montmartre, I understood quite well why and how an opinion so contrary to reality had been formed in the beings belonging to other communities about these beings of the community of France. Thanks to everything I had seen and heard that night, it became clearer to me that the beings of other communities, on arriving in France, go first of all to this part of Paris and to similar places, where everything without exception has been organized and arranged especially for them by foreigners like themselves, but who came there long before and therefore speak the local language much better than they. And as the capacity for being discernment is generally atrophied in contemporary beings, and they lack what is called a wide being horizon, they take all this as French, and afterwards, when they return to their respective communities, they tell their compatriots about everything they've seen, heard, and experienced in that part of Paris as if it were purely of French origin, and only the French had a hand in it. In this way, an opinion about the French is gradually formed in other beings that is not at all corresponding to reality. Moreover, there is still another and deeper cause for this opinion about the beings of France, formed in the strange consciousness of the beings of other communities, and it also is based on one of the peculiarities of their common psyche. This peculiarity is due once again to that maleficent practice invented by themselves, which they call education. The point is that from the very first day of a child's appearance on God's earth, as they express it, while nature herself is still developing this prime conception of a future three-brained responsible being, your favorites begin to hinder this development by this same maleficent education of theirs. And that's not all. By their pernicious practice of educating, they fill up and stuff the spetsitunaltivian concentrations, or as they would say, the brains of these newly born beings, with all kinds of ephemeral and fantastic ideas. These brains are in general localized in beings for the perception and accumulation of all kinds of impressions and of the results of conscious being awareness. And among the newly born, they are still quite pure and receptive to the highest degree. The greatest misfortune for your favorites is that this maleficent process continues for most of them, almost up to the age when they should already be responsible beings. And the result of all this produces that peculiarity of their common psyche I mentioned, which consists in the following. First, almost all of their functions intended for active being manifestation adapt themselves, little by little, to responding only to the sum of these false and fantastic ideas. And second, the whole process of each of them gradually becomes accustomed to perceiving all new impressions without the least participation of the being factors that nature puts into beings for new perceptions. In other words, to perceiving new impressions only according to the false and fantastic notions that have previously been inculcated in them. The contemporary three-brain beings there ultimately lose even the very need for grasping in its entirety everything they see or hear for the first time, so that what is newly seen and newly heard only serve as shocks, arousing associations based on information previously implanted in them and corresponding to these new impressions. Thus, when these favorites of yours become responsible beings, everything they see or hear for the first time is perceived automatically, without any effort whatsoever on the part of their essence functions, and without evoking in them, as I have already said, the slightest being need to sense and understand whatever is going on inside or outside of them. In a word, they are satisfied merely with what someone else at one time or another, consciously or unconsciously, has put into them.